There's Henry the Hudson Whale. And I'm Tom Rowe. It's time for Hudson River Stories. We read some stories to our whale in the Hudson River, Henry. It's, of course, not related to Henry Hudson in any way. It's Henry with an I. We're not quite sure where Henry is from. Maybe Costa Rica. There's a rumor on the internet. You won't tell us, right, Henry? All right, I've got some stories. I know, you want to hear. Stevens Institute reports temperatures this week in the Hudson River at Skodak Island have been between 63 and 65 degrees. Yeah, it's warming up. Brian Nearing is reporting in the Times Union that federal officials have 1 week left to grade the success of General Electric's efforts to remove toxic PCBs from the Hudson River. In the meantime, elected officials and environmental activists are telling the Environmental Protection Agency the river cleanup is far from finished. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, U.S. Representatives Paul Tonko, Anita Lowey, Sean Maloney, and Elliot Engel, the Hudson Valley area, all wrote to EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt this week, urging the agency to consider complaints made last year by the State Department of Environmental Conservation that too many PCBs remain in the Hudson River. The letter advised EPA to weigh DEC data that shows the remedy as prescribed is not, quote, protective of human health and the environment, unquote. The letter further warned that, quote, New Yorkers must not be left holding the bag for contamination that will render the Hudson River a Superfund site for generations to come, unquote. The letter further warned that under federal Superfund pollution rules, the EPA must review the effectiveness of its cleanup projects every 5 years. Federal agency had expected to issue its five-year review of the Hudson River cleanup in April, well in advance of a June 1st deadline. On May 24th, an EPA spokesperson said no date for release of the report has been set. The current draft report runs to 900 pages and is still being revised. You can see that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Yeah, the PCBs burn. On May 25th, Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, voted for the Reducing Regulatory Burdens Act of 2017, which changes the Clean Water Act to allow companies an easier time discharging pesticides in waterways. The bill passed 256 to 165, with only one Republican voting against and 25 Democrats on board. The bill amends the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act and the Federal Water Pollution Control Act, also known as the Clean Water Act, to prohibit the Environmental Protection Agency or a state from requiring a permit for a discharge of a pesticide into navigable waters if the discharge is approved under the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act. And this is a little out of the Hudson River, Henry. Up the Catskill Creek, we'll tell this story. Yeah, you've stuck your nose up there. Daily Freeman is reporting two teenagers were rescued from the middle of Catskill Creek Friday, May 19th. State police said troopers received a call around 7 p.m. reporting that two teens were unable to make it up a trail to the Route 23 overpass of the creek. The police arrived to find the 14 and 15-year-olds stranded in the middle of the creek, clinging to a rock ledge at the edge of a 15-foot waterfall. The Leeds Fire Department and Greene County paramedics responded and deployed a lifeline across the water. The 14-year-old was able to grab the line and made it to shore uninjured. The 15-year-old tried to follow but lost his grip on the line and was swept over the falls into a pool of water below. Eventually, a medic was able to enter the water downstream and along with the crew was able to get the boy out of the water. The 15-year-old was taken to Columbia Memorial Hospital to be treated for possible hypothermia and minor injuries. Both teenagers were from Catskill. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Well, here's some better news, Henry. On May 23rd, Cornell University and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences were recognized by the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation's Hudson River Estuary Program for 20 years working to protect and preserve the Hudson River Estuary and its watershed. Quote, "While this award recognizes the crucial impact we have had so far, there remains much to be done to safeguard the Hudson River and its many communities. We are committed to applying our research and expertise to sustain this stunning natural resource for future generations of New Yorkers," unquote, said College Dean Catherine J. Bohr. Those are some of the Hudson River stories this week, Henry.